watched election coverage on the evening news, then you know whoever wins, you're still gonna lose.
If it seems you're screwed, no matter which way you choose, come downtown, we got a better way for you.
Yes, the San Francisco Mime Troupe is making the rounds again this summer, performing another original musical political satire, this one titled For the Greater Good. And this time, explains lead actress Felina Brown, they updated a show from a century ago.
It's a melodrama. It's an adaptation of a hit from the late 1900s called The Poor of New York. At that time, similar to now, there was a worldwide depression.
The style is broad and a bit old-fashioned, Brown says, but they have updated the characters in a deeply ironic inversion.
In the melodrama, you have the hero, and you have the villain, and you have the damsel in distress, and all these different iconic characters of that form. This time, we've flip-flopped it so that our hero is Gideon Bloodgood, who is an investment banker, and our villain is Damien Landless, an unemployed drama teacher and Occupy activist.
That's more than a little counterintuitive for the famously progressive political theater collective, and Brown acknowledges they had to work to find the right tone for their audience to follow the satire.
We were rewriting through the whole preview process because initially people were having a hard time with the topsy-turvy thing. They were confused. So we got that clearer and clearer. And so by opening, people really got it. And that was very gratifying.
All the little creatures in the jungle know there's always one lion running the show. If it works for them, why not for us? You can change Mother Nature just by raising a fuss.
The Mime Troupe got its start in the early 1960s, adapting classic commedia dell'arte material to make current political points. And while their range of performing styles has expanded over the years, Brown says it has always been firmly within the traditional theatrical definition of mime as a form of mimicry.
Mime is actually a pretty large umbrella under which different things fit. What most people in the United States think of as mime is Marcel Marceau, that silent pantomime, the tights and the striped shirt and the white face. The definition of mime is the exaggeration of everyday life in story and song. And that's exactly what we do.
From the 4th of July, when each year's new show debuts in San Francisco's Dolores Park, through the early fall, the company performs, always for free, in public spaces throughout the greater Bay Area.
We go into different communities. So people will look around and see everybody who looks like them. And they'll say, well, aren't you just preaching to the choir? What they don't see is that our audiences have a lot of variety because we're not in one place and expecting people just to come to us. So our audience in Palo Alto doesn't look the same as our audience in Ukiah, as our audience in Dolores Park compared to Mill Valley.
The Mime Troupe's only Sonoma County appearance this year comes at the Petaluma Progressive Festival on Sunday afternoon.
Will we be better off if Romney gets elected than we really get what we deserve?
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.